Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad you made it through Valentine's Day and ready to count down. I guess the next thing coming up would probably be St. Patrick's Day and then Easter coming up.
So. Yep. Oh, by the way, same day as St. Patrick's Day, there's an eclipse. We'll be talking more about that as it gets closer, too. That's pretty cool. You also made it through President's Day.
Oh, that's right. That was Monday.
Yep. Indeed. So lots of good things happening. Tri-State Livestock News. If you are looking for local, or maybe you're looking for livestock auction reports, or you want to keep up on special interest sections designed specifically for the farmer and the rancher, or maybe you really enjoy award-winning columnists, you need to check out TSLN.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
You know, I have an article here called Why and Because. And so I'm going to ask...
Oh, this sounds good.
I'm going to ask the question, and then we'll give you the answer to it, okay?
Okay.
Why do men's clothes have buttons on the right side, while women's clothes have buttons on the left?
I think I used to know that,
really?
But I don't anymore.
When buttons were invented, they were very expensive.
I know why. Yeah.
And they were worn primarily by the rich. Since most people are right-handed, it's easier to push buttons on the right through holes on the left. Because wealthy women were dressed by maids, dressmakers put the buttons on the maid's right.
Yep.
And that's where the women's buttons have remained since.
I know. Isn't that odd?
Us guys had to learn to do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
I guess they're still the same as they started. Okay. Another one of those. Why do ships and aircraft use Mayday as their call for help? You don't know that one, I'm sure.
I do not.
Because this comes from the French word m'aides, meaning help me, and is pronounced approximately Mayday.
Oh, very good.
So, why? Why are zero scores in tennis called love? Did you ever wonder about that?
Yes,
I did.
I find it very interesting.
In France, where tennis became popular, the round zero on the scoreboard looked like an egg and was called touffe, which is French for the egg. Really? Yep.
Okay.
All right. When tennis was introduced in the United States, Americans naturally mispronounced it, love.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. I'll give you one more of those today. Why do X's at the end of a letter signify kisses?
I don't know.
Because in the Middle Ages, when many people were unable to read or write, documents were often signed using an X. Kissing the X represented an oath to fulfill obligations specified in the document. The X and the kiss eventually became synonymous. Okay.
Well, there you
go. There's some why and some becauses for you. More of those on another edition of The Good Stuff sometime.
That's actually kind of interesting. Although I do think, I think I heard a few people shout at their radio, I know the answer to that.
They probably did.
Oh, hey, I've been sharing some unspoken social rules.
But we're speaking them.
Yeah, we're speaking them. So I've got some more of those. Julie French from Ortonville, Minnesota has sent these to us, and we love to receive things from our listeners. Don't gossip about someone who isn't present. That pretty much nips that in the bud. Avoid loud speakerphone conversations in public.
Yes.
I agree.
Annoying.
Let others off public transportation before boarding. That seems like a common courtesy.
Same thing like with an elevator, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Don't scroll through someone's phone gallery. Yeah, probably a good idea. Keep your phone on silent during meetings. Always try to remember that.
And church.
And church. Yeah. That's right. Respect everyone's decision to say no. Never assume a friendship means free favors.
That's right.
That's right. That's not what friendships are. Don't interrupt someone's workout to chat.
Unless they want to.
Yeah, unless they start the conversation. Share the remote in shared spaces. Be mindful of personal space in small rooms.
I want to back up to the remote one there. Okay.
All right.
I think that whoever gets there first gets to control the remote.
That's just because you're usually on a run to get there first. Oh, I think it's nice to share. Don't brag excessively in conversations.
Okay.
Always thank the host before leaving.
Good idea.
I think that's a great idea.
You want to be invited back?
That's right. And treat service staff with respect at all times.
All right. Some good pointers there from The Good Stuff.